Good morning and welcome to the slippery slope of lipids and other medical issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live call-in talk show, so if you have questions or comments you want to make along the way today, we'd love to hear from you. The phone numbers are 888-441-1580, toll-free anywhere, and locally the number 941-206-1580. Call us at any time. And now here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Todd. Good morning, everyone. Everyone, I want you to tell your family members, anyone you know, to listen and tune into this program, because what we're going to talk about could save your life. Uh-huh. It's very, very important. So we're going to talk about, are you hot? Oh, my goodness. Everybody wants to know hot.
Yeah.
I mean, like, are you sexy hot or are you artery hot?
Oh, there are a couple different ways to take that.
Okay. Are your arteries on fire? Hmm. Well, we're going to talk about today why this is so important for vascular disease. And at the Triana Prevention Center, we can check to see, are you hot or not?
Okay.
Okay. And I know we all want to be sexy hot. We want the person that we love to think that we're sexy hot. Mm-hmm. We want to look sexy hot. But in the end, what's the number one killer of men and women? Heart. Vascular disease. Okay, so we want to know, are your arteries hot? So this is really, really, really important. We want to know, we got to check the fire inside your arteries. Now we know, I mean, you've been stung by a bee, right?
Unfortunately.
So what happens? It swells up, it gets red, and it gets hot.
Yeah, it does.
It gets hot.
It's not just pain, but there's a heat, yeah.
That's called inflammation.
Ah.
Inflammation is the key here. Inflammation plays a key role in the development, progression of arteriosclerosis. What is arteriosclerosis? It's the plaque, the cholesterol that goes under the lining of the artery, goes inside the artery. Then your body says, oh my God, I got to fight this. The white cells, they're called macrophages. They go inside. They produce a foam cell. They build up. The cholesterol builds up. And what is the key player here? Inflammation.
Inflammation.
Inflammation. Inflammation plays the key role, remember, in the development and progression of arteriosclerosis and of destabilizing that plaque. The hotter your arteries, the more unstable the plaque.
Let's say that again. The harder your arteries,
the hotter.
Pardon me.
If they're on fire, mm-hmm. if they're hot, which is a sign of inflammation, mm-hmm. then there is more of a chance of having a cardiac event.
I wonder how many people think of their arteries as being possibly inflamed.
They are. And we're going to talk about how we can check for that.
Okay.
Because that is very, very important. Now, last weekend, I was at this incredible conference where one of my mentors, Dr. Brad Bale and Amy Donine, who have a prevention center, and they have what's called the Bale-Donine method. Mm-hmm. Now, they are in the midst of writing a book which is already going to be going to the publisher. Is at the publisher, and I will bet you that that book is going to be such a bestseller.
Okay.
That people are going to say, wow, why didn't I check this out before? Why didn't I look into this? Well, at the Triana Prevention Center, we do use the Bale-Donine method. So people say, well, what is that? What is the Bale-Donine method? Mm-hmm. Well, we know traditionally people look at your risk for vascular disease by looking at your risk. In other words, they look, do you have high blood pressure? Which we know these are very important. Mm-hmm. Do you have diabetes? Mm-hmm. Is your cholesterol high? Mm-hmm. Are you a diabetic? Are you overweight? Mm-hmm. All these things, is your waist, remember, greater than 35 inches? And women, and 40 inches in men. Mm-hmm. Well, traditionally, your risk for vascular disease was based only on these other risks. The Bayle-Dunin is based on looking for the disease, finding the disease, and trying to prevent disease from progressing. So if you have plaque in your artery, that equals disease of your arteries. If you have inflammation in your arteries, you have fire in your artery. Remember, inflammation is the driver. It's the driver. So the Bayle-Dunin method is versus the standard, the Bayle-Dunin method is superior because the standard only looks at risk identification and modification. It doesn't look to see, again, do you have plaque? Are you on fire? And we're going to talk about that because that is so important. So important because we're looking at the lining of your artery. That's where the cholesterol will go underneath and form the plaque. You know the rusty pipes? You ever look at a rusty pipe?
Yeah.
Okay, you look inside it and you go, oh my God, look at all the gunk in there.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Okay. Well, we have pipes and those are our arteries. But you know, everybody thinks, well, if I have a pipe and it shows that I have some plaque, well, you know, I could coast a little. I don't have to worry about it because the size of the artery is not compromised. In other words, if you look in the pipe, geez, water can still get through. Okay, not as much water as before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it can still get through. So in our pipes, we'll look and we'll say, there's plaque in the artery. We're going to lower your cholesterol. We're going to decrease your risk. But we need to also look at inflammation because 68% of heart attacks, now this has been checked in autopsy, the blockage of the artery is only less than 50%. The plaque buildup.
Say that again, because that's substantial.
68% of heart attacks.
68%, two-thirds. Yeah.
Okay. The artery is only less than 50% obstructed. The lumen. The lumen is, you know, see, if you look down the pipe, that's the lumen. What the water passes through. So we know that the plaque is the buildup. It acts like a pimple, it builds up, it ruptures. But when it ruptures, it forms a clot there. And what causes that plaque to be unstable? Fire, inflammation in your arteries. So, you know, you've heard the stories. Well, my friend, they went, they had a stress test. The doctor checked them out. 2 days later, they had a heart attack and died.
I know somebody that happened to.
Okay.
His wife specifically. It was very shocking.
That's tragic. That is a tragedy. You know, we can prevent that. We can prevent that from happening by doing further assessment. And that's what we do at the Triana Prevention Center. That is what I do. And I'm Dr. Elizabeth Triana. So if you're just tuning in, that's what I do to try to prevent that event from happening.
This would be the Bayle-Dunin method that you were talking about a moment ago.
The Bayle-Dunin method. Because if you have a stress test today, in order for that stress test to be positive, which means you failed the stress test, the arteries have to be over 70% blocked.
And we just heard that in two-thirds of the heart attack cases, it's 50% of us.
Right. Yeah. So all you need is to have a plaque rupture, cause the clot to build up, and that can cause the heart attack and stroke. So we're looking at heart attack and stroke. So we want to know, are you on fire? Are your arteries on fire? And we want to look for disease. So one of the ways, and the American Heart Association had discussed this in their statements, that one of the tests that we use, it's called the carotid intimal thickness, which is using sound waves to look at the wall of the artery,
mm-hmm.
where you can see, is there a plaque buildup? Now, you have arteries all through your body, but the carotid are lying in your neck.
Yes.
So you can visualize those easier, or you can look at the femoral artery, which is in your groin, to see, is there plaque buildup?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look for the disease. Another way that we look for disease, and it's now the radiologists are, some of them are pointing it out more. For example, you get a mammogram. We know this is breast month. The arteries showed calcifications. Calcifications in your arteries mean that the plaque is there and it's getting calcified.
Hardened.
Hardened, mm-hmm. right. But that doesn't tell you about the soft plaque. The soft plaque doesn't have any calcium in it. It's just like a pimple there. And it's inflamed. And what do we want? We want to cut down the fire in the arteries. We want to assess your arteries and see, are you at risk for those plaque in your arteries to rupture?
There's a lot more going on here than I think most of us ever thought about.
There is so much more. So, okay, you have your stress test. You did good. You get your cholesterol checked.
Mm-hmm.
And your cholesterol is okay. What about the inflammation in your artery? That needs to be checked also, because that's an important, important player in atherosclerosis. It's very, very important. That inflammation is what's going to destabilize the plaque. So I would think that every one of us would want to know and try to prevent that. I'm going to read you a saying which I find extremely interesting. And I want you to guess. And if anybody wants to call in, it's 206-1580. Who said this? Superior doctors prevent the disease. Mediocre doctors treat the disease before evident.
Mm.
Inferior doctors treat the full-blown disease. So who do you think said that? Don't think too hard, I'll say.
Okay, I'm really racking my brain here.
It was said by Hongdi Nanchang in the year 2600 BC in the first Chinese medical text.
I don't think I would have gotten that.
I wouldn't have gotten it either. Isn't that...
But that's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
As it still holds very true today.
It still holds true. So, superior doctors want to prevent the disease. That's what I am... That's my goal. My goal with my staff and my team, and we do, using the Baldonin method, and by doing advanced lipid testing and checking for inflammation... We do a test that we send to Cleveland at the Cleveland Heart Lab.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was very proud to present a case at the conference
That's right.
I went to in Las Vegas.
That's right.
Okay. And it was so exciting to be able to present this with all the gurus, including their present was Dr. Bale and Amy Donin, who is a nurse practitioner and they have their own prevention center.
Mm-hmm.
So by checking these tests, by assessing the patient, I can put a picture together and a plan of action to help prevent that heart attack or stroke. I think this is incredible. It is a wake-up call. Wake up, everyone. Tell your families. Tell, this is so important. And, you know, as a lipidologist, and people still ask me, you know, what's a lipid? And I tell them,
mm-hmm.
cholesterol, triglycerides. It's what cholesterol is what forms the plaque in your arteries.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to look for disease and try to prevent the disease from becoming full-blown. which is we're trying to prevent a heart attack and stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So what are these tests that we can do?
That's what I'm wondering, too, because it's really important.
It's a blood and urine test. Mm-hmm. That's easy. It's a blood and urine test that we send to Cleveland Heart Lab, okay? We look for inflammation in the arteries. One of the inflammations is called oxidative stress. Well, what is that? Mm-hmm. Those are chemicals that are produced when your arteries inflame.
Okay.
And that's called the F2 isoprostane test. It's in the urine. You put it out in your urine.
Okay.
That's very, very important. Now, as the artery becomes more destabilized, as your risk goes up, there's more and more inflammation. One of the other tests that we do is called the MPO, and it's a blood test, myeloperoxidase. And that predicts your future risk of coronary artery disease in healthy people. In other words, if that test is high, regardless of other risk factors, that's going to predict coronary disease. That is a marker of, that is inflammation. It is produced in the plaque.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, you know, we go to the doctor, they check our blood pressure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Check our pulse, check our temperature. Those are the vital signs that we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we weigh you, of course. But these are tests that we can check the health of your arteries. It is not just about your cholesterol. It is more to see, are you inflamed? Now, at our next program, we're going to talk about the root causes of what's causing all this inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very important.
What I find fascinating here is you were saying the MPO test.
Yes, myeloperoxidase.
It's based on the idea that there's a marker that is released into the blood, and that's what the test is for. So many things nowadays are coming down to they leave their signature, their marker behind, right?
Well, this is a product produced by the white cells, and it's inside that plaque.
Okay.
Now, remember, that plaque is full of cholesterol, these macrophages, which are white blood cells, inflammatory, they produce all these chemicals. Then the plaque, if it gets too big, it can get a necrotic core, which is, it starts to die in the center.
Mm.
It has a little cap on it. The cap ruptures just like a pimple, and it causes the clot to form there.
Mm-hmm.
So all these chemicals also affect the products in your blood to want to clot more. So what is another marker? It's called hsCRP, C-reactive protein. It is a marker. It's a product that's produced in the liver, but it's signaled by the plaque in your artery and these other chemicals. So this is a very important test. Another test that's very important is the microalbumin to creatinine ratio. People do not realize that the kidneys are so important. They're a filter. They have a lining of the arteries.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, so what happens if the protein starts to spill out, which it's not supposed to let it spill out, that means that lining of the artery is inflamed.
Back to that.
It's under fire. It's assaulted. And I'm sorry to tell you, it's not doing its job correctly. So that protein is leaking out, and that's another way to assess the health of your arteries. So when a patient comes to see me and says, I would like to prevent a heart attack, we can help them. I would like to prevent a stroke. I would like to prevent becoming a diabetic. Or if somebody comes in and says, I've already had a heart attack, or I already have a stent, we need to assess, do they have fire in their arteries? Are they inflamed? Because there's a lot of people that go in and they end up having another heart attack or needing more stents because they have inflammation, because that was never quieted. The inflammation needs to be addressed. We have to, yes, we know you need to, the foundation, diet, exercise. We know you need to quit smoking. You need to control your blood sugars. You need to try to lose the weight, eat healthier. But we also need to know, is there fire in your arteries? There's another test called the plaque test. And that also determines your risk for an ischemic stroke. What happens? Inflammation in your arteries, the plaque can form or throw little plaques downstream. And those little arteries in your brain, sometimes people will have, they'll get a CAT scan and they'll say, oh, your brain is okay. But it'll say that they're small, what are called lacunar infarcts, little tiny spots in the brain tissue that didn't get blood, like tiny little strokes.
Hmm.
That's another sign that there is fire in your artery. If you get an x-ray and there shows calcification, or if you get an ultrasound and it shows plaque in your artery, in your aorta, if you have buildup of plaque on your heart valves, we have to look for the fire in your artery, the inflammation. So the plaque test is also another chemical produced inside that plaque that we can check for.
Okay.
So, you know, there's more tests coming out in the future to get a better assessment. Each one of us is different. And that's what we believe in. We believe at the Triana Prevention Center, personalized care, individual care for each person. Your story is not the same as my story. And we also know that genetics play a role. So in our next program, we're going to talk about the root causes. But I want everyone to remember, this is so, so important. Arterial inflammation. Inflammation in your arteries, the fire in your arteries, is involved in every single stage of atherosclerosis. Every single stage.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go home and say, oh, I got my cholesterol checked. It's okay. You need more information.
That used to be enough. I think a lot of people have gotten very comfortable with that cholesterol number being the be-all and end-all. But what we're learning here is it's really only the start of the story.
It's only the start. It's part of the story, but you need to know the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be assessed. So when someone comes in, we need to know your history. So everyone out there, tell your family members, tell your loved ones what is available that they can be assessed for vascular disease and try to prevent the disease. We need to do this. We don't want to wait for an event. If 50% of women, their first symptom of vascular disease is the heart attack.
That's a really terrible statistic.
What are we waiting for?
Yeah.
What are we waiting for?
Well, these tests that you're referring to, are they commonly available? I know they are at the Triana Prevention Center. Why aren't other doctors embracing this?
This is cutting edge medicine. Now, the test is sent to a special lab.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Cleveland, Cleveland Clinic.
Right, right.
The Cleveland Heart Lab. So it is cutting edge medicine. It's very proactive in trying to eliminate your risk for having a heart attack and stroke. So as a lipidologist, that is my goal in life. I am trying to do this for my patients and get the word out.
You know, I hate to sound mercenary about it, but I know that a lot of people are probably thinking this, and let me ask it for everybody.
It's affordable.
Is it covered by insurance? And if not, is it affordable?
Medicare does cover it.
Oh, good. Okay.
But we're not all on Medicare.
Right.
Every insurance is different, but it is affordable.
Okay.
It's not going to break the bank.
Okay. And potentially life-saving. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, it is life-saving. So, the important thing, Are you sexy hot or your arteries hot? Now, yes, 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 I would like to look like Jennifer Lopez. Everyone wants to look like a movie star. Mm-hmm. And we want to be a movie star to our loved one, right?
Oh, yeah.
But what about what we can do for our loved one so we don't have to become a burden to them? So if we are the breadwinner for the family, or if we're not the breadwinner, we don't have to have somebody take care of us if we've had a terrible stroke or heart attack. Why? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? We want to be sexy hot to our loved ones, mm-hmm. but we want to get our arteries not hot. We want to get the fire out of our arteries. So for our family and our loved ones, we can be there for them so we can enjoy life. This is such an incredible concept. It's prevention. We all practice prevention every day. Okay, I'm going to go here. What happens if this doesn't happen? What's my plan B, right? Mm-hmm. Your plan A, your plan B. So if we can prevent this fire in our arteries and check for it and look for it, especially if we want to prevent an event or if we've already had a heart attack, no one wants to go through that again.
Mm-mm.
Or if we have a stent in our artery, or if we have been told, you have plaque in your artery, but you know, you don't need to do anything else. You don't need a stent or you don't need surgery. You have disease. You mm-hmm. have disease in your artery. You need to know, is that disease on fire or not? You need to get this done. So if you also have plaque in your legs, in the arteries of your legs, and you walk from here to the mailbox and your calves hurt so bad, or if you've had a problem where your toes have turned blue and cold because you have vascular disease in your legs,
mm-hmm.
you need to get this checked out. Or if someone says, boy, you have a lot of calcifications on your x-rays, in your arteries, you need to get this checked out. So we can do this for you at the Triana Prevention Center. We can check the fire in your artery. We can give you an assessment. This goes back to the more you know, the more you can deal with it, and the knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
And the whole thing is to help so we can have more good years. So I hope everybody's listening. Please spread the word. Get the fire out of your arteries.
I encourage everybody to go to Dr. Triana's website, TrianaPreventionCenter.com. We also have a link on our homepage at WCCFAM.com. And make sure that you look for Ask Dr. Triana. She'd love to get your questions by email.
Yeah, Ask Dr. Triana, TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And please spread the word. Thank you.